This next patient is Janet Bellmore. The last name is B-E-L-L-M-O-R-E. Janet is the first name, J-A-N-E-T. Clinical case of a 83-year-old white female that has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia. The patient couldn't tolerate the statins and has remained with the cholesterol that is between 230 and 260 milligrams per cent. Period. The patient is followed by Ms. Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, APRN, and she has noticed that the estimated GFR is consistent with the CKD stage 3B and has referred the patient for evaluation, period. The patient denies evidence of peripheral vascular disease, denies any cardiovascular disease, no pulmonary disease. There is no history of nicotine abuse, alcohol intake, period. The only surgery that the patient had was gallbladder. She has become hard of hearing. Period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis, so determination of proteinuria or microalbumin in the urine, and we have to complete the laboratory workup and do a retroperitoneal ultrasound in order to complete the assessment. Period. It seems to me that DCKD3B is related to nephrosclerosis. Period. I cannot make a correlation between a hearing impairment and kidney disease at this point without having a urinalysis. Quantification of the protein, if any, is going to be done. Number two, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Number three, hyperlipidemia with hypercholesterolemia that is not an approach with any medications because of the sensitivity that the patient has to statins. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis. And following number hypertension that is under control. We are going to complete the laboratory workup and the ultrasound, and we're going to reevaluate the case. Paragraph. Thanks a lot for your kind referral comma. I'll keep you posted with the progress. Period. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory and the referral, 25 minutes with the patient and 8 minutes in the documentation.